Like I said, it was an honor for coming out here to read the word. Thank you, Pastor Robert. Thank you, church, for the reading of the words. And we're going to go to Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 1 through 11. And it says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethanage and Bethany at the Mount Olive, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a coat tied there, which no one had ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this, say the Lord needed, and he will send it back here shortly. They went and found a coat outside in the street, tied at the doorway. As they untied it, some people were standing there asking, why are you doing untying that coat? The answer, as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the coat to Jesus and threw their cloak over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloak on it on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shout, Hosanna! Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Jesus entered in Jerusalem and went into the temple court. He looked around and everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. We're going to John 12, verses 12 through 16. And it says here, the next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and they went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written. Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming. Sit on a donkey coat. At first, his disciples did not understand all of this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. And we thank you for the reading of the God's word. God bless you. You have a nice day.
Thank you, Johnny. I want you for a moment to try to imagine. I know you all think, Pastor Robert, why do you imagine so much? But for me, when I just close my eyes and start thinking, I picture things. So I want you to see if you can do that this morning. Make a picture in your mind of what was happening. Here we have Jesus riding a colt into Jerusalem, and the people get excited. Now, I want you to start and think about some of the things, why they would get excited that Jesus was coming. All right. In the scripture right before this, it says that he comes to Bethany, and he stays there. Guess who lived there? Now, this is just 2 miles from Jerusalem. And this is where Lazarus was raised. Just 2 miles from Jerusalem. Not very far. Even though in that day it was all walking, that's really not that far. The word had gotten out. In other scriptures we see that it says that because of Lazarus, the high priest had decided that they were going to kill both Jesus and Lazarus. All right, they didn't like it. I want you to understand, this knowledge of his miracles had spread all the way to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was aware of it. Not only that, but this is at the time of the Passover. They're getting ready. The pilgrimage from the outlying districts, because all the men had to come, and they would usually bring their families. You don't necessarily go and leave your families unprotected. You have to keep thinking. It's not like what it is today, that we can leave our families at home and go somewhere. They had to keep them protected. So the whole family came. All the Galileans where Jesus had ministered were very aware of the miracles and the healings. And they were there as well. And so as Jesus comes riding on this colt of a donkey, he's coming into Jerusalem. Now, this is something that really struck me when I got into the study of this. When I hear the word Hosanna, what does that bring to your mind? Any thoughts?
Praise.
Praise. That's exactly what came to my mind. Hosanna is a word that now we just immediately think of praise. Do you know what its literal meaning is? Save us now. Save us now. These people were crying out as Jesus came, save us now. And what did they think he was going to do? What does it say? They immediately said, you're going to sit on the throne of David, our forefather, our king. They were looking for a savior who was going to get rid of Rome and reestablish Israel as the power. And so they were excited. They're throwing their cloaks down. They're bringing branches. Now, how did a conquering hero after a battle ride into town? Any ideas?
On his white steed.
On his white steed. They would ride. Horse, it would be on his white steed. What did Jesus ride into town?
A donkey.
Not only a donkey, but a baby donkey. A colt of a donkey. That's what he rode in. Now, what's interesting is there is the connotation that by coming in this way, he was proclaiming peace. They're hollering out and clamoring, save us now, Jesus! Take up the throne! And he's riding in on a donkey, saying, peace, Jerusalem, I bring you peace. And they're clamoring, Hosanna, save us now, Jesus. And he's saying, I bring you peace. Whoa, what a difference there is between the message that Jesus was trying to get across and the message that the people wanted. And his disciples are sitting there and seeing all this and seeing the excitement of the crowd, and they're thinking, well, is this the time? Is it really going to happen? John says, they didn't understand. They didn't understand. I want you to think now. There are so many scriptures in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that talk about the Messiah's coming. And we don't have time to go through those. But specifically, Zechariah was brought forth because that is where we find the words that he was going to be riding on the colt of a donkey. Zechariah 9:9 is where you find that. And this is where he wanted to point that out. He was fulfilling the prophecies. Over and over we've talked about how Jesus fulfilled the prophecies. How did King Herod know where Jesus was to be born? Because they searched the scriptures. It was prophesied. He would be born in Bethlehem. On and on. Jesus fulfilled scripture after scripture after scripture. And again, this time, he was fulfilling scripture. Now, this is the thing that I want us to remember most today. The disciples were confused. Have you ever read a scripture and thought, Lord, I don't get it. What's the message here? I want you to realize that it's because we don't have enough of the pieces of the puzzle. When we get all the pieces of the puzzle we need to understand certain scriptures, all of a sudden they light up. And it's like Jesus just put them in there now. How could we have missed that before? They were always there. But we still didn't have that foundation we needed. I want you to think, if you were trying to put a puzzle together and you had all the pieces and it came in a bag and there was no picture with it. This is how the disciples were feeling. But as they went on, they got more and more of a foundation. Once they got a secure foundation, then they could build upon it. Jesus was still, here he is, just right before his crucifixion, and he's still building foundation. If you go to John and just look through there, he has a whole discourse that he spends with his disciples. He prays for them. He tries to get them ready for all that was going to happen. Were they ready? No. What happened? They all were afraid. Oh no, our Lord's been killed. Did they have faith that there was going to be victory? No, they were in hiding. Have you ever been there? Yes. That's all right. But keep looking for the foundation you need so you can build on it. So when we get a puzzle, we use that picture. Because that picture helps us to say, okay, well, I need this color here and this color over here. And we can start doing that. Now, I am not a picture puzzle person at all. I almost loathe them. I will help, my wife loves them. I will help her with the outside borders because it's flat and you know it goes in the outside. That's it. Then the rest is up to her. But sometimes we have to realize that the Word of God, Jesus' Word, He takes and He keeps working on us. He brings the Holy Spirit to shed light, to bring to remembrance, to help us to be able to build. We need the Word of God that we find in the Bible as a foundation to build with. And then He takes it and it becomes alive and He speaks specific to us. Not only that, but then He will, as we understand what His whole purpose was, then He says, okay, you're to speak to so-and-so. He laid it in that lady's heart to ask Becky, what movie did you see? He lays these things out to happen. We have these times that we know they were God-ordained. That it just, all these pieces fit together and you had nothing to do with it. Those are wonderful God moments in our lives. But it's because God is taking each piece and putting it together for us. I just want us to recognize that sometimes we have to just keep on digging to get enough of a foundation. The disciples, afterwards, it says they understood. It was after the fact. What do we say? Hindsight is 20/20. Hasn't changed in all these years. In essence, that's what's being said. The disciples had hindsight and all of a sudden they realized, well, Zechariah said this. No wonder he rode a donkey. No wonder he was in the tomb 3 days and three nights. No wonder he rose again. It was all told in the Old Testament. Jesus fulfilled it. But the people were still looking for something totally different. They were looking for a kingdom, but it wasn't the kingdom of heaven they were looking for. They were looking for a kingdom here on earth. And Jesus said, I didn't come to build the earth kingdom. I came to build the kingdom of heaven. So, when we say Hosanna, yes, it is a praise because why? Because Jesus did save us now. It is now accomplished. Hosanna, I am saved. Hallelujah. So, this morning, think about the rejoicing that they were feeling. But think about the real rejoicing that was going to be won just 1 week later. Actually, 3 days later. Well, no, 1 week later is when the victory was secured, totally done. It was started just in the middle of the week. Now, actually, I had three different sermons that I wanted to preach today, and I knew I couldn't preach them all. And as I prayed about it, the Lord said, no, don't do the one where you have to dig into every little detail. You're going to get those after Resurrection Sabbath. The Lord said, let's look at the message of salvation. He has actually come. He did save them. They just didn't know it. They didn't know it. So hallelujah, when we say Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Now, one other thing I want to point out is as the people came to Jerusalem for the feasts, they would begin singing these songs, the songs of ascent that were the ones that they would come because Jerusalem was up on a little bit of a knoll. As they started the ascent, they would sing Psalms 112 through 118. The psalm that we heard this morning, 118, was part of the songs of ascent. But as we think about that this morning, I want you just to look back in It's not in your, I didn't have it put in the bulletin. Dean, can you pop back there for us, Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 19 through 29. I'd like us to end on that. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, His love endures forever. Now, they would be saying this kind of as an antiphonal reading. A group of them would say the first part, and another group would say the second part. They would have it all memorized, and they would just do this back and forth. Okay, jumping ahead. Open for me the gates of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. Do you hear that? They're headed for the gate of Israel, and the righteous can come. Open the gates. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. We know this is all prophetic. They didn't know that. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Did you know that's where this came from? We sing that song all the time. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Our God has not changed.
Amen.
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 Almighty God, thank you. Hosanna this morning. We thank you that we have already received salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And in your name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the victory that you have given. Thank you for the kingdom that you have placed us into. Thank you for the blessings we receive at your hand. Just be with us as we go forth this week, and let your love shine through us. In Jesus' name, amen.